ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A deadly weekend of gun violence across the U.S., the latest in Massachusetts when a man opened fire at a social media party in the town of Methuen. Police searching for a suspect, Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker.
We had seven people struck by gunfire, two critical, five in stable condition, and an eighth person that was injured who was fleeing the scene. Received some serious head injuries.
Authorities say the motive is still unknown. The Trump campaign hinting that former President Trump is getting closer to choosing a running mate in the presidential election. Trump last night campaigning in the battleground state of Michigan, just outside Detroit. President Biden was at a celebrity fundraiser in Los Angeles. He was joined on stage by former President Obama. The Biden campaign says they raked in $30 million. A dangerous wildfire burning in northern Los Angeles County today, forcing evacuations in the town of Gorman. More than 12,000 acres burned so far. This is ABC News. The UN is praising Israel's decision to start daily mini pauses in fighting to help boost aid into Gaza and also ensure safe distribution of that aid. Still no signs of a ceasefire deal, though. In South Florida, several police officers facing criminal charges nearly 5 years after a rush hour shootout.
A South Florida grand jury indicted four Miami-Dade police officers for manslaughter, three for the deaths of UPS driver Frank Ordonez. Officer Rodolfo Mirabal was indicted for two counts of manslaughter for Ordonez's death and the death of nearby driver Richard Cutshaw. The two hijackers were killed in the shootout. There were no charges filed in connection with those deaths. Prosecutors did not say why these officers were indicted. There were about 20 at the scene at the time. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Extreme weather delivering a double punch to parts of China. Heavy rain and flooding forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands in the south and a heat wave prompting fears of a drought for farmers in the north. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late, low 70, winds southeast 10 to 18. Partly cloudy, hot and humid tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high 92, and remaining humid and warm tomorrow night, with some clouds along with isolated showers coming in during the evening, with a low of 73. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature under mostly sunny skies is 86 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, June 16th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Summer has arrived, bringing motorcycles onto Wisconsin's roadways. It is the responsibility of all road users to prioritize safety. Following safe driving and riding practices is crucial to prevent crashes on our roads. The Wisconsin State Patrol's June Law of the Month reminds drivers and motorcyclists to share the road and stay alert to reduce injuries and fatalities. In the past 5 years, there have been roughly 2,000 motorcycle crashes per year in Wisconsin, resulting in an average of 1,700 injuries and 100 fatalities per year. Motorcyclists are 27 times more likely to die in a crash than other motorists and 4 times more likely to be injured, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Motorcycles are smaller than the average vehicle, so they can be harder to see on the roads, and it's easy to misjudge their speed and distance. Drivers are asked to use caution when traveling near motorcycles. Look twice for motorcycles. Many crashes happen when drivers pull out from a stop sign, turn left, or change lanes. Keep a safe following distance from a motorcycle. They have a shorter stopping distance, so if a motorcycle needs to stop suddenly, you need more room to avoid a collision. Sharing the roadway is a two-way street, so motorcyclists need to do their part to be visible and follow the same rules of the road as other vehicles. Safe riding practices help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on the roads. Riders should ride defensively and don't take risks. Scan the road ahead carefully, especially on curbs, looking for gravel and sand. Do not share a lane with another vehicle. Staggered riding is suggested for multiple motorcycles. Protective high-visibility clothing and safety gear is recommended. State law requires headlamps to be on at all times. Helmets are strongly encouraged for all riders and required by state law for those under 18. Safe practices for all road users. Training and education are key to preventing motorcycle crashes and injuries. According to state law, you must be properly licensed with a Class M license or Class M instruction permit to legally operate a motorcycle on Wisconsin roads. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's partners provide rider courses to help motorcyclists earn their motorcycle license and improve rider skills. If you are passionate about riding and want to teach others about motorcycle safety and how to ride, consider becoming a rider coach. June is National Home Ownership Month, an opportunity for you to reflect on the importance of the home and its role in your lives. With a median asking price of $330,000 for a home, becoming a homeowner takes dedication, patience, and smart budgeting. For many first-time homebuyers, closing the deal on the purchase is a time of celebration and gratitude. While moving furniture and solidifying paperwork might seem like the biggest obstacle to enjoy your new home, it doesn't take long before you find your first major home improvement project. Home purchasing is one of the largest and most significant investments in your life. It is essential to exercise caution when contracting services from home improvement projects to protect your investment. In 2023, the BBB Scam Tracker Risk Report showed that home improvement scams were the riskiest among consumers 55 and older. Scammers often impersonate well-known or established companies and, after receiving initial payment, will only disappear after even beginning the project. Desperate to establish communication, homeowners contact corporate or local offices for the company, only to learn that the person who sold the job is not an employee. Home improvement scams often begin with an unsolicited offer from a door-to-door salesperson or an ad posted on social media. While not all door-to-door solicitors are scammers, BBB recommends carefully evaluating any contractor utilizing this method to provide service, especially in the aftermath of damaging storms or other natural disasters. Some businesses may need more insurance to cover unintentional damages to your home or yard during the project, use subquality materials that will not last, or lack licensing required to conduct repair or renovation work in your area. Be especially wary of contractors who claim to have been working in the area and have leftover material they can use to complete your project at a discount. To contract with confidence, receive at least three quotes from separate businesses before settling on a final decision. Homeowners who take the time to interview multiple companies before deciding who to contract can be confident that they are not overpaying for services. Never pay the total project costs up front. Even if the contractor offers a significant discount for paying the project's total cost up front, BBB always recommends staggering payments throughout the length of the project. Staggering payments allow you to inspect the work of specific milestones, ensuring that the work is completed to your satisfaction before releasing the next payment installment. You should avoid contractors that ask for more than half of the total project cost up front. Understand licensing requirements. Depending on the type of work, state or local regulatory agencies may require different licensing. Spend the time to double-check that the license is valid with the applicable agency. The contractor should be forthcoming in describing how you can verify the active license. You may be held liable for work completely by an unlicensed contractor that does not comply with building codes or results in property damage. And be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals. For more information, the Better Business Bureau hosts an online resource center to understand the various aspects of home ownership and improvement or repair projects at bbb.org/homehq. In addition to advice when contracting plumbers, electricians, roofers, or landscapers, the Resource Center also provides information about mortgage lenders, home inspectors, and real estate agents. You can use BBB's search engine to find contracting services near you, both BBB accredited and not, to assist you in your decision-making process. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites organic food processors and producers to apply for reimbursement of costs related to organic certification through the USDA's Organic Certification Cost Sharing Program through October 31st. Farms and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products are eligible to be reimbursed for 75% of certification-related costs for eligible expenses paid during October 2023 through September 30, 2024. Farms or businesses must be currently certified or be actively seeking certification through an accredited certifier during that time and be located in Wisconsin. Application materials and instructions are available on DATCAP's website. Proof of certification and payment are required to process reimbursement payments. Certifiers may provide DATCAP with supporting documentation, but certifying agencies must agree to do this. First-time applicants will also need to complete and submit a W-9 and a new supplier form. Applications may be submitted without supporting documentation or new applicant forms, and applicants or their certifier may submit these documents at a later date via mail, email, or online form. Questions about this program or the application process should be directed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP Organic Agriculture Specialist at DATCAP Organic Cost Share at wi.gov or call 608-572-0512. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will award up to nearly $560,000 to cities, villages, towns, counties, tribes, and 501c3 nonprofit organizations through its competitive urban forestry grant program. Regular urban forestry grants are competitive cost-sharing grants ranging from $1,000 to $25,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grant fund projects that improve a community's capacity to manage its trees and projects that help conserve, protect, expand, or improve the urban forest resource. These grants do not subsidize routine forestry activity. Startup urban forestry grants are competitive cost-sharing grants ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grants are available for communities that want to start or restart a community forestry program. Both regular and startup grants are awarded to organizations or conducting projects in Wisconsin that align with state and national goals for increasing the urban forest canopy and the benefits it provides. Applications for the 2025 grant cycle will be accepted from July 1st through October 1st. For more information, visit the Urban Forestry Grants webpage. WRCL News Time is 5:13. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you. So why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints. So why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, June 16th. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. a memorial service will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, Rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey there, I hope you're having a great Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, as a warm front lifted north across Wisconsin today, temperatures raised into the upper 80s across southwest Wisconsin. The humidity has been very noticeable as well, with dew points in the low 70s. Now, this pattern is going to continue for the next few days. In fact, we're looking at high temperatures on Monday and Tuesday in the low 90s across the region. Humid with low temperatures overnight, only falling into the 70s, so there won't be a ton of relief when the sun does go down. Now, along with this hot and humid pattern, there are going to be some chances for showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, the chance looks pretty low across our region, just a slight chance very late overnight. On Monday, again, just an isolated chance of a storm across our region, better chances in other parts of Wisconsin. These periodic chances for rain continue, especially Tuesday night into Wednesday and Thursday. That time frame is looking a little bit more likely, but really pretty much every day there is going to be at least some chance, so you'll want to stay tuned for the latest. Your forecast for this evening: partly cloudy, breezy, continued muggy and very warm conditions, a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm late overnight tonight, low 70 degrees, winds from the southeast 10 to 18. On Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high 92, winds from the south 10 to 20. Monday nights remaining humid and warm, some clouds along with isolated showers, low 73, winds from the south around 10. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot and muggy, slight chance of a thunderstorm, then a better chance for rain late overnight, high 92, winds from the south 12 to 25. Looking ahead to Wednesday, occasional rain and thunderstorms likely. It will still be humid with a low of 72 and a high of 84. On Thursday, variably cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 65, high 83. On Friday, a few patches of sunshine, otherwise muggy with areas of rain and thunderstorms, lows 65, high 85. And on Saturday, still warm and humid, a 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 66, high 85. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week and stay cool out there.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 86 degrees after a daytime high of 87 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. The record high set back in 1946 is 95 degrees and the record low of 37 was set back in 1961. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 46. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the southeast at around 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.72. Our relative humidity is 51%, making it feel like 88 degrees instead of 86 outside. And we received 34/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 86 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
The 2024 WIAA State Girls Soccer Tournament concluded yesterday in Milwaukee, and teams that came away with championships include in Division 4, Cedar Grove, Belgium defeated the Prairie School 5-1 to take the Division 4 title. Taking the Division 3 title was Plymouth after they beat Catholic Memorial by a score of 2-1. In Division 2, it was Oregon beating Whitefish Bay by a score of 1-0 to take the Division 2 championship. And taking the Division 1 title is Muskego. They defeated Kimberly by a score of 2-1. Willie Adames hit a three-run homer in the sixth inning, and Milwaukee threw out the tying run at the plate to end the game and beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 today. Brewer center fielder Blake Perkins threw out Stuart Fairchild at home when he was trying to score from second on Santiago Espinal's bloop hit. Catcher William Contreras remained down for several seconds after applying the tag, but he got up and appeared fine while participating in the Brewers' post-game celebration. Cincinnati's Ellie De La Cruz homered, tripled, and scored three runs. One of those runs came when he raced all the way home from second on Colin Ray's errant pickoff attempt in the third inning. And the Brewers will be resuming play again tomorrow. They're going to travel to the West Coast, and they will be taking on the Angels. First pitch for that contest tomorrow night will be at 8:38, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 8 o'clock. Carlos Correa continued his offensive tear with two home runs as part of a three-hit day, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland Athletics 6-2 today in the first game of a doubleheader. Royce Lewis and Carlos Santana also homered amongst their two hits. Bailey Ober pitched into the seventh inning, and Minnesota won its fourth straight and for the sixth time in seven games. Daz Cameron homered, but Oakland has lost 8 straight, 11-13, and 14-17. Correa is 18-30 with 3 home runs in his past 7 games. And that first game of the doubleheader was a makeup game, was made up from yesterday's game that was called off because of weather. Also in the major leagues today, the Cardinals beat the Cubs by a score of 2-1. The Orioles defeated the Phillies 8-3. It was the Nationals over the Marlins 3-1. The Rays beat the Braves 8-6. The Blue Jays got by the Guardians 7-6. The Mets beat the Padres 11-6. The Astros defeated the Tigers 4-1. And the Pirates beat the Rockies 8-2. Games that are currently going on, it's in the top of the eighth inning, and the Giants are leading the Angels 10-2. The Diamondbacks are beating the White Sox 12-2 in the middle of the seventh inning. We do have another final that came in. The Dodgers beat the Royals 3-0. Also in the top of the ninth, the Mariners are shutting out the Rangers 5-0. And we have two Sunday night baseball broadcasts. One of them is because of that rain delay, or that postponement from the rain yesterday. And that's the game two of the series against the Oakland Athletics. The Twins will be taking on the Athletics at 6:40 tonight. And then at 6:10 tonight, it will be the Yankees at the Red Sox. L.A. De La Cruz scored all the way from second base to an errant pickoff attempt in the Cincinnati Reds game against the Milwaukee Brewers. De La Cruz walked and stole second in the third. Milwaukee's Colin Ray attempted to pick him off in the second, but threw the ball into shallow center field. Ray's throw went to the right off of shortstop Willy Adames, got between the legs of De La Cruz, and rolled into shallow center field. De La Cruz never hesitated as third base coach J.R. House waved him home. Dodgers right-hander Yoshihiro Yamamoto was placed on the 15-day injured list before today's game against the Kansas City Royals with tightness in the triceps of his pitching arm. Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts says Yamamoto will undergo testing to determine the severity of the injury and recovery timeline. The 25-year-old is playing his first year in the majors after departing his native Japan and signing a record $325 million 12-year contract. He's 6-2 with a 2.92 ERA. Yamamoto had four consecutive starts, throwing more than 100 pitches before he worked just two innings in Saturday night's loss to Kansas City. Jude Bellingham scored to give England a winning start at Euro 2024 by beating Serbia 1-0. Real Madrid's star Bellingham put the Three Lions in front with a stooping header in the 13th minute after Bukayo Saka's cross. Victory sent England to the top of Group C after Denmark drew a 1-1 tie with Slovenia. Gareth Southgate's team was a beaten finalist in the last Euros, losing on penalties to Italy in the final 3 years ago. England is one of the favorites this time around. The buildup of the game had been overshadowed by concerns about violence between rival supporters, and some of those fears were realized when the police rushed to separate brawling fans earlier in the day. Angel Reese insisted all she did was make a basketball play against Caitlin Clark today. The former Iowa star agreed with her college rival, but that isn't likely to defuse what happened next. The Chicago Sky star knocked Clark to the ground in the third quarter of a 91-83 loss at Indiana, then had the foul called upgraded to flagrant 1 because her right elbow hit Clark in the head. It didn't take long for the highlight to make the social media rounds, and Reese predicted the clip would set off another round of debate about the physical play Clark has faced in her first WNBA season. And Chiefs defensive tackle Isaiah Bugs was arrested for the second time in a month on a charge of domestic violence burglary in Alabama and released on a $5,000 bond. Today, according to the records from the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Office, there were no other details about the arrest. The Chiefs were aware of the case but declined to comment. The 27-year-old Bugs turned himself in May 30th after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of second-degree animal cruelty. The Chiefs signed him this past offseason after 3 seasons with the Steelers and the past 2 with the Lions. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Gelenic Plumbing and Heating,
They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Join the Hillsborough Lions Club next Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsborough Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening next Sunday at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
100.9 WRCO.
She ain't on time. Find you a girl. can't have mine.
Thank you.
just like a dream. When I whisper that I love you and you say it back to me, I got you for the rest of my days. In the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring rain, I got you for the rest of my life. And if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. Cause I got in your eyes, it's like we're in slow motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss, and I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. Cause I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring.
Shay, and they were singing about you. Yep, you. And I want to thank you for making WRCO a part of your day today. And who knows, maybe you were staying in where it was nice and cool. Hopefully you were cool wherever you were at and listening to WRCO or whatever events you took in today. And all those that attended the rodeo, hope you had a great time at the rodeo. Hope everybody stayed pretty well hydrated out there. We didn't have anything happen where people, you know, kind of passed out from the heat or anything like that. So fingers crossed that didn't happen, but hopefully otherwise your Sunday was a great and safe one, and hopefully all the dads had a great Father's Day today as well. Just wanted to let you know that lost in the Sexonville area, a female black lab with a little white on her chest. She should be wearing a pink collar. Answers to the name Ivy. If you find Ivy, give a call to 608-475-9379. Going on tonight, the Ithaca Sanitary District will be holding its annual meeting, and that'll start at 7 at the Ithaca Town Garage on Willow Creek Road. And you can avoid starting up your stove, or your oven, I should say, tomorrow, and tomorrow night, because who knows, you don't like to start up the oven when it's nice and hot outside because it makes it even hotter inside. But anyways, to prevent that from happening, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland will host a monthly pork supper through September. They do this every month through September, and the first supper will be held tomorrow. That'll be from 4:30 to 7. Dine in or carry out at the Avoca Village Hall.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
You can't win a Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. Now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The Colorado was grand with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They had a high-five phone, old boy, and they let it blast. A 700 liter record, all rotten rhythm and jazz. When the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up Chevy, was a cherry red 53. They drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary.
can tell.
More like a hug. Living in a house made of sawmill wood. Roll over Beethoven never sounded so good. So come on, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey, I don't know. One more baby's all right by me. We'll just add another limb to the family tree. Our new sport. You're one day late and I'm a dollar short. Now maybe it was planned, maybe it was a goof, but the cat's just gotta dance on the hot tin roof. Yeah, come on, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey, I don't know. One more baby's all right by me. We'll just say shoes. We got the big belly mama. Here we go again, blue. Hey, hey, baby, baby, let's go. Where we get the money, honey, I don't know. One more baby's all right by me. We'll just add another limb to the family tree. Baby, oh,
that was Daryl Worley with Family Tree. Had the wrong mic turned up. Just couldn't hear me for a second there. It's like, oh, wait a minute. But anyways, we're all good, ready to go here. And that means it's time for me to get going. Usually when those things happen, you can tell it's towards the end of my shift. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Remember, coming up at 6 o'clock, coming up shortly, we have Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And then during the overnight hours, we'll have some more great music. And if you can't get enough of Bo, if you want some more Bo, if you want to fill your Bo fix, listen tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. as Bo will be sitting in for Mr. Phil Nee, who will be having the day off tomorrow, a well-deserved day at that. And then I will be back in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll be starting a little bit early. I'll be kind of sitting in for Bo. And, of course, before me will be Mr. Michael Hernan. So be sure to tune in and listen and for Michael and hear him do a great job here on WRCO. And, of course, Joanne will be here with the news, and Henry will be here for the Hank, and probably be Hank and Bo in the morning. So be sure to listen to all the great group that you have here on WRCO. And to take us up to the top of the hour, another great song to finish off for Father's Day. It's the Star-Spangled Celebration alumnus, Holly Dunn, with Daddy's Hands. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And please stay cool and stay safe.